Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to join this service, both here in the building or online. My name is Penny. I'm leading the service today. Well, let's start with some church family news first. We've got a new member in our church family. Ruth Kogan gave birth on Friday to a baby girl called Hope Lily Lauren, weighing 6 pounds, 1 ounce. We thank God for the safe arrival of this new life, and hopefully we will see them both here in church before too long and say hello properly to the new arrival. And please pray for Ruth as she settles into her new role as a mom. However, we've also got some sad news to let you know. Many of you will have known Mike Howard, who is Vicky Rosevere's dad and Ben Berkeley's grandfather. Mike was a big presence in Christian circles in Leicester for many years. He headed up Christian praise at the De Montfort Hall, among other things. He passed away during the week and is now with his Lord and Savior. And also, Audrey Jolene, who was a member here for many years, passed away last Sunday. We don't have any details of her funeral yet, but please do pray for Vicky, Anthony, Ben, and Mike's family, and also the family of Audrey. We are looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 3 at the sermon later. I think the church family news tie in well with the first 1.5 verses. Let me read this 1.5 verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. And God is the ultimate authority over every beginning and ending of life. And every step of the way is in God's loving hand. And nothing, absolutely nothing is out of his control. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are a sovereign God over everything. And you are a loving Father who leads us every step of the way according to your good sovereign plan. For this reason, we give you all the glory. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. If you're able, why don't you stand with us as we sing Glory to our great God. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life at atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord, praise the Lord, let the has told us great things He has done, and great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. A purer and higher and greater will be a wonder of trust when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He has done.
Forever.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. Forever.
Give You the glory this morning, Father. Forever You are faithful. Amen. Please grab your seats.
Good morning, everyone, and a good morning especially to the boys and girls. I'm Linda, and we're carrying on our great series on the Ten Commandments. I can claim nothing for these fantastic Ten Commandments, but behind here, we've already done two of the Ten Commandments. I wonder if anyone can remember at least one of them. Go on then. Don't make idols. That's great. That was last week. Don't make idols. And God is the best. You guys, brilliant. Well done. Absolutely fabulous. And I'm going to give a spoiler because today's is... use God's name well. That's what we're going to look at today. Okay, so you see, names are really, really important. I wonder, and this is for the grown-ups as well, has anyone ever, that you can repeat on a Sunday morning, been given a nickname? Has anybody ever been given a nickname? Go on, Lizzie. Say again. Lizzie, because you were, what's on your birth certificate, is it? So you've got a longer name on your birth certificate. Great. So that's what your friends and your family call you. Anybody else got one? Go on then. And is that because you've got a longer name as well? Yeah. No, but you prefer people to call you that. That's okay. Anybody else got one? Titch. Small but mighty. Absolutely. Brilliant. What about you, John? Oh, Jugsy, because of ears. Anybody else got ones they want to share? Like, this is almost like communal therapy. Go on, Jackie, did you have your hand up? Yeah. Turnip top. Turnip top? What does that even mean? Ah, Turner. Okay, very good. Yeah, lots and lots of them. Some of them are nice. Some of them can be a bit nasty as well. I remember when I played rugby, they called me Irish. I didn't want to go into all the politics and all the rest of it because a lot of people find that quite hard to understand. I didn't want to keep going Northern Irish, actually. But I think when people were wanting the ball, they just yelled at me. That was fine. So I think sometimes when we have nicknames, it gives us different feelings, doesn't it? So sometimes they can be nice, sometimes they can't be. But it just shows you that names are really important. I've got some famous people on the screen, hopefully. And I wonder if you can tell me what their nickname is. Let's see. Are we on? There we go. Anybody know what her nickname might be? And also her followers have a nickname as well. So if you know either one of those. Who is it? Taylor Swift. And what? Go on. Swifties, absolutely. The people that follow Taylor Swift are Swifties. Brilliant, well done. Oh, this one's a bit more historic. It's not a photograph, I'll give you a clue. Does anyone know which monarch this would be? Like, bear in mind, I gave up history when I was 14. I'm all there for the gift shop, really, rather than the actual history. William the Conqueror. Yeah, William the Conqueror. So that was his nickname. Anybody know the nickname for this person? What, again, Sunday morning, being broadcast. Anybody know? I think I can think of a couple of nicknames. The Iron Lady, and there was another one. The Milk Snatcher. Yeah, absolutely. The Milk Snatcher as well. I remember that as well. I don't know, that mixture of warm and icy milk was something else, wasn't it, for those of you who remember? This person's got a nickname. Does anybody know who this is? Oh, there's lots of, like, men in that sort of era going, oh, I know this one. Go on, John, tell us. Pele, which wasn't actually his real name, and actually he didn't like his nickname. I think it was Edson or something. Like, this is all down to Google because I know nothing really to do with football. But it wasn't his real name. He was nicknamed after a goalkeeper that he liked, and he didn't really like people calling him Pele, but then he took it on himself and really, really liked it. And that's because names are really, really important. If somebody gets our names wrong, it can make us feel like a bit annoyed or like you don't really want to know me. So today's commandment is all about why it's really important to get God's name right and using God's name in the right way. Because with God, it's not just his name. His name, his actual name, and he spent like two whole chapters, I don't know if that's how Moses felt like it, when he met Moses in the burning bush, talking about his name, God's name, and what it meant. And his name shows, actually, in his name, God's name, it actually shows all the things that he's done to save his people. So it's not just a name, it shows everything that he's done, that he's saved his people. And he said, I am who I am. And that is a really precious name by which God's people, his treasured possession, know him. And that is why God is really precious about his name. And God needs his name to be really treated with the utmost respect. So God's name needs to be honored and blessed and praised and celebrated and shared. So to treat God's name with disrespect is to treat not just his name, but everything he's done for us really lightly, and to undermine him and to push him away. And actually, if we misuse God's name, it's showing to others that we don't really think God is who he says he is. So that's why it's really important, if we follow Jesus, that we say we don't take God's name in vain. That's the saying. And you might not have heard that before, but I bet you've heard lots of people using God's name on the playground or at work or all sorts, or even on TV, in a way that we wouldn't use it in church. So we don't use God's name when we're annoyed, or we don't try to sound like other people that we hear on TV or the playground or people who use it, because if we love Jesus, God's name is different for us. Actually, God's name is not to be used as a curse, but it's sweet as honey. And I think if it was written in the Bible times, it might have said sweet as Haribo, because it's so lovely and delicious and beautiful on our lips. So God's name is so wonderful, because when we're talking about God, it actually reminds us of all the things that he did for us and how much he loves us. And that's why we don't want to use his name disrespectfully. So really, we should only use God's name to shine it out to others about how wonderful he is. So when we've been looking at the Ten Commandments, and we're carrying on looking at them, that we can see how God wants his people to live, how he wants his people to shine out. And there's lots and lots of rules. But I wonder, were God's people able to keep the rules? No. Are we able to keep all the rules? No, absolutely. Actually, they couldn't, because actually there's only one person who could keep all the rules, and that was Jesus. And Jesus stood in our place, and he was perfect. He did all these 10 ways to be perfect for us, because the rules couldn't save us, only Jesus could save us. Now, the good news for us is that if we trust in Jesus, he lives in us, and we live in him, and we are under his perfect arm. So when God looks at us, he sees his perfect son who obeyed all these rules. And even better than that, if we trust in Jesus, we have him. We have his spirit living in us that makes us want to live this way and helps us to live this way. So then we can show our teachers and our neighbours, and our workmates, and our teammates, and everyone, that God's way is the best way to live. And the best way is to trust in Jesus. Thanks very much, guys. You've all listened really well. So now we've got an opportunity to do a bit of singing. So I've got somebody up. Oh, it's Paul. There we go. I think you can see over that, actually, Paul. So there's one there.
Great. Well, we're going to sing a song now that tells us about this amazing person, Jesus, how he is the King. Boys and girls, if you're able to and you want to, why don't you come up here and join me and help me with the actions. And same for the grown-ups, if you're able to and you want to, stand where you are, and we're going to sing this song together.
Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, he's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he's the King. He's the King. He commanded the fisherman, hey, come follow me. And they did, and they did, and they did, because Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, He's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, He is the King. He is the King. He commanded the evil one, hey, come out of him, and they did. Again, and he did, and he did, and he did. Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, He's the one you can ignore. Jesus, Jesus is the King.
Well done, boys, girls. Just do take your seats again for a moment. I'm just going to tell us about two things that we've got coming up on the next two weekends. And I'm hoping that there might be a slide to come up on the screen. Next Saturday, this coming Saturday, there we go. This coming Saturday, we have the Family Hubs. This is from 4:30 until 6. Come along, come with your families, join us for crafts and games and activities and a talk and some food for us to enjoy together. And we are going on an animal adventure. That's what we're calling it. So that's this coming Saturday, the 9th of May. And then the weekend after, on the Sunday, we are having an all-age service for Pentecost. So that's on Sunday, the 17th of May. So that's exactly 2 weeks today. So this coming Saturday, we've got our Family Hub event. And then the weekend after, on the Sunday, we have got an all-age Pentecost service. Get those in the diary. Invite your friends. Invite your families along. And that's going to be really great. And, excitingly, we're not even going out to our groups yet because I think we're staying in and Penny is going to do an interview. Is that right? Great. So we're going to go out in a minute, but let's keep listening and find out what this is about.
New women's worker Abby has started her role, and we thought it would be good to get to know her a little bit at this service. So I'm going to interview her now. Well, Abby and I actually knew each other before. We met probably about 4 years ago. We both did Crosslands back then. And I actually always remembered Abby because as a non-native English speaker, I do find her family name interesting. If you don't know, it's Coward. So as a non-native English speaker, I really remember that. But anyway, Abby, how was your move from your previous place to Leicester, and what do you enjoy so far about Leicester, and what do you struggle living in Leicester?
Great. Well, it's good to be here and to meet you all. I hope to chat to you more. I have moved from Worcester, so still in the Midlands. Worcester clings to the bottom of the Midlands. And I found the move's been good. My parents helped a lot, which I'm really grateful for. And I've moved into a flat in Evington, and I'm really enjoying it there. What I've enjoyed so far about Leicester is I've been walking a lot. I've seen a lot of parks and green spaces, and it's been really nice that it's been sunny. moving to a new place when it's sunny, I would definitely recommend. And what I haven't enjoyed so much is when I have had to drive, the traffic in Leicester is a bit crazy compared to Worcester.
Yes.
Especially when you're going like two lanes, one lane, two lanes, one lane. That confuses me.
And there are a lot of traffic lights in Leicester too.
Yes.
So how are you settling into your new role?
So far, so good, I think. I've been in the office this week, which apparently has been transformed for more space for me to work in there, which is really nice. I've enjoyed being with the team and getting to know them a little bit, and yeah, and look forward to what's to come. I haven't ventured out of the office much yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that.
What does your next few months look like at Knighton?
My next few months, I think we'll just be getting to know you guys. I don't know many of you at all and don't know any of you well. And so I would love to just spend a lot of time getting to know you, what you're about. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. How can we pray for you then?
Do be praying in these next few weeks that I know have wisdom about how to use my time well. It's pretty tiring getting to know people, and I do want to rest, but also, yeah, be giving myself to getting to know people, and yeah, so wisdom about that, and wisdom about, yeah, who to meet, and you can come and tell me if you think that should be you.
Shall I pray for you now, Abby? Father, we thank you for bringing Abby to Leicester and to this church, and we thank you for her faith in you and her enthusiasm in serving you. And we pray as she settles into her role here and settles into her new life chapter in Leicester, that you will give her the wisdom to know whom to get to know more and whom to spend time with in the next few months. And pray that you will help her to have the wisdom to have a good balance between life and work. Lord, we pray that you will give her friends here, and also she will be a blessing to many people and be blessed by others as well. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, children, it's your time to go to your groups, and we are going to sing again. So please stand.
Why don't you just say good morning to the person next to you while we're getting ready? Some other kids go out. Well, why don't you stand with us if you're able as we continue our worship together.
Faithful ones from every tongue.
don't you take your seats?
I'm going to read the Bible from book Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. A time for everything. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace,